Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since we're here, I'm getting mad about this very dumb thing about the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
This is Nerd Talk Plus. I also respond to the name Gurgu. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. He's our skin squatch, but you're Montana Mountain King. Our littlest boy, biggest blimp. Some call him Tony Pizza. He's old honey long to us, though. It's Finger Blast and Brandon from the internet. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. I miss you.
Welcome to the beginning of the show. Miss you too, bud. Yeah. It's good to have you here.
Yeah. Have you been around for the beginning of a show? And
no.
I've been around for the ending or the middle of a show for a while.
You know, last week you could have jumped on. You could have joined from your phone, and you just ignored that, which is pretty cold of you.
You guys, I was at a silly realtors convention.
silly.
And
so many water shooting flowers.
They were the thing. I don't know what it is about. Like, maybe you guys have experienced this if you've ever been to a conference of any sort of professional variety before. But like something about, I think, just like, is it just people getting away from their families in like the relative safe environment of like a hotel mini bar or like is it just people like, or is it realtors specifically that are just terrible people, or is it everybody is just like alcoholic?
No,
dude,
everybody from the time you're a child to you're an adult, unless you travel for a living, loves staying at a hotel.
Yeah,
you get to jerk off in weird places. It's, you get to like run around in the halls, annoy people, be loud, smoke inside sometimes. You get to drink everywhere. It costs a ton, but money doesn't mean anything because you're in an like some sort of weird fictional universe.
Suncadia does feel like that. That's where I was.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I recently also traveled, and you're not at home following home rules.
Yeah.
And so, yes, it is getting away from your family, but
It's like a substitute teacher. I mean, that goes for like any sort of like gathering outside of the normal group of people. Like, think even like high school reunions and stuff like that. That stuff gets nuts.
I want my kid is like, can we go back to Legoland? And I was like, maybe, but do you just want to stay at a hotel with a pool? And he's like, fuck Legoland. This place is awesome.
It's funny because like the first night it was a 2-night or a 3-day thing. So we were there for 2 nights. And the first night I had like a few drinks, but it was like appropriately sauced without going crazy. The second night is when everybody else got crazy, and I intentionally did not drink at all. And so it was the most, like, I've never felt more like
an... Boy, did he do some groping.
I've never felt more...
There's handies
everywhere.
I've never
felt more like an anthropologist than I did in that moment where I'm just sitting, like, watching everybody, like, have social interactions where I'm like, this is not something that you would ever do if you were not drinking. It was weird. It was super, super weird. I stayed up, and it's the weird thing is that I feel like usually the only reason I'm able to stay up super late, which I know this is like counterintuitive, but like you drink a lot, so you lose your inhibitions a little bit, and so you're like, oh, I'm gonna stay up late, it's gonna go crazy. I soberly stayed up super late. I intentionally soberly chose to make a bad decision, but it was hilarious to be the sober person witnessing everything, just being like, oh, this is a you're all a bunch of very weird people.
When you put your guard down, we get to see your true colors. Yeah. Don't we deserve a look at you the way you really are?
Yeah, straight up, just people started with arm wrestling, just ended with like
actual wrestling,
but like middle-aged women.
Yes,
foot-holding.
Yeah. Man,
oh, foot-holding.
How come I don't get invited to your realtor conferences?
Yeah. Can you tell us next time you're going to go to one? Because maybe we could all go.
Honestly,
go?
Absolutely. 100%, because I have nothing to lose. Because if one of us was sober and and everybody else was, I feel like there's still not much face to lose amongst the group that we were, that I was like a part of over the weekend.
Challenge accepted.
there's gonna be like a random booking of at least three of us to like Grand Rapids somewhere for some weird conference.
What is Major League Centaurs doing? Guys, did you know there's another Major League Centaurs out there?
Starts out as arm wrestling in the very much closed hotel bar where everybody, all the employees are very mad that you're still there, and ends with Gregor, a black belt, just karate chopping somebody in the throat.
Full on roundhousing people.
This is just a tangent, but something funny came up in one of the chats that we have going the other day, and it was Gravy being like, yeah, we got a guy who can fight, and we got a black belt, and we've got Siege or whatever, and I was like, wait, hold on one second. How do we have a guy who can fight and a guy who's a black belt? Shouldn't that be the same person? No, it's not.
Karate is for defense,
Greg.
It's one of
the things where Greg's walking away feeling like he just got a compliment, and they're going, wait a second.
He did not get that one past me, okay? I was immediately offended.
And at the end of all this, and Brandon.
A guy who can sell houses.
A guy who can stay sober at a realtor convention.
A guy who, when Randy Thompson saw a picture of him over the shoulder of his partner on Instagram, said, that's a good looking guy.
Did that happen?
That happened.
Did he say that?
I got an Instagram message.
From
our friend, and she looked over. He looked over her shoulder.
Kiki Dolly.
She sent me the message where he said, "Let's see. I'm going to find it for you." Da-da-da. She said, "Good looking dude right there, Dom, looking over my shoulder while I scroll Instagram."
Yeah.
And I said, "Thank you, Kiki, for connecting us. Dom and I will take it from here."
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Welcome to Siege.
Niola, Wanchang Howdy, Che Lama. Actually, tonight I'm not wearing anything except for this Randy Arozarena chain, Mariner's hat, and a smile.
Prove it.
And
I'll prove it. You missed last week. I took my pants off.
That's true. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy Knot Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer. Technically now I've been called an engineer in meetings, which is fun, or a supervillain. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong and what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or sexy things to say about Brandon. NerdTalkPlus.com. Also, I confirmed we still do not have Gravy up there, which is getting funnier to me every week. Just so good. Someone was like, how do I listen to your podcast? And I was like, we go to NerdTalkPlus.com. And I was like, wait a second. I don't know if I want you listening to this or not, but I've already read my mouth. So I went to check and see what was there. Definitely not Gravy.
Nope.
Siege?
Never. Never happening. Oh, yeah. Yes, I was having some sexy time on the Nerd Talk Plus app. And actually, you know what was funny? No,
wait,
I'm not going to.
Hold on.
Wait, whoa.
We have an app?
We have an app?
Wait, do we?
No.
Sorry. The Instagram thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. The thing that I don't maintain as often as I should. But it's for free, so whatever. Yeah,
anything you do is enough. Just try. That's the
some things you do are too much.
It doesn't matter.
Very true. Very true. I was actually talking to a former coworker of mine at an AM sports talk station here in South Florida, and I'm going to leave names out of this because, yeah, basically I told him about the fart mic, the video that we showed last week as Greg is taking a giant big old gulp. he reminded me about a joke about a studio that we were going to, let me see. Oh, and he made a joke about which studio I was going to do it in, like how we were saying, yeah, Siege, you should do a fart mic.
To catch everyone up, it was like, it was a unofficial, official world record for world's longest fart.
Yeah.
And there's a guy who's holding the mic up to, you know, a dude's butthole. And
they make mic stands. Nobody had to do that job.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there was a stand.
No. It was a mic stand. Okay. But it was my favorite.
So much funnier if a guy
just describing it.
They're like, hey, we have a mic stand. No, dude, I'll hold it.
Just in there with like an old school one, just right up to the butthole.
Okay, go ahead.
With his mouth open. Sorry, but
he's gone
he made
from
a joke
to blow.
It's a fart glorial.
So we had said after the show that Greg said
much.
I should fart in one of the studios that I was in, do it on one of the mics, and just have the students figure it out which one I did. And so the guy I was talking to reminded me about a dude who'd worked at our studio who had such bad breath that we had to switch out all the windscreens the time because people wanted to, like, just puke. Our PD, our program director, eventually got rid of all the windscreens altogether because his bad breath had infected everything. So I've decided to not fart into any of those mics, but instead hire a thick Latina to come fart on all my own personal mics at home.
I can't stop thinking about Fart Glorial. It's so funny.
It's like the opposite of Sushi Glorial or Hot Dog Glorial.
Guys, I got, first of all, that Hot Dog Glorial video, if you haven't seen it yet, it's troubling. I'm
so
genuinely
good.
Troubled by it. Like, the guy is too deadpan. Like, yeah.
That's a Seattle dog.
Is that cream cheese? Like, it's so bad. But
sauteed onions.
Fart glory hole is so Japanese. Like, I want that to happen. So
no touching. Just it's just somebody's gas. But
it's gotta be cream cheese.
Still going, everybody. I'm just as uncomfortable now as I was watching that video. So yeah, okay.
No, don't worry. Okay, the mouth noises is too much.
We won't share it on social media. We'll promise you, and then
we won't.
No, I mean
we won't.
Yeah, I bet you Siege will forget. I bet you he'll never share that video ever because he is not. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what you are. You're not. I'm out of words.
Not reliable. No. Listen, I don't want to be reliable. I don't want to.
I think you're pretty reliable, actually.
For society. Am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Well, I think reverse psychology is the key to manipulating speech.
Yeah, it's true.
You can't jump over that pit. You're like, oh, yes, I can.
Oh, you want to bet? You want to bet?
You can't.
Well, see, I'm also like, you guys want to bet I can jump over that pit? I want to try.
You can't eat that entire fart from the fart glory hole? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can.
We don't want to take that. Oh, so you don't think I can do it? No, we didn't say that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, well, watch me now.
You want me to stay safe? I'll stay safe.
It was
idiots.
That day that we had to update the whiteboard for Gravy's last chart. When Fart Glorial goes wrong. Oh, no.
When it comes down to it, I don't want to work and produce for society. I just want to sabotage and cause problems with my friends. That's it. That's all I want.
Is that your motto? That's perfectly executed. That's chaotic neutral right there.
I mean, it should be.
Anyway, yeah.
Write that down.
Nerd Talk Plus.
Write that down, Gravy.
NerdTalkPlus.com.
So, speaking of...
Oh, yeah, now that we've got through the intro.
Speaking of Gravy crapping himself.
Oh, yeah!
My brother, Steven from... What do we call him again? Brother?
Teacher brother.
Thank you.
Brother? Been a while. Oh, teacher brother.
No, brother. It's something. That's you. It's something else. Steven, aka teacher brother, sent me a message that he found on Reddit, and it was on "Are Too Afraid to Ask." The question is: are men shitting themselves at least once a year? My boyfriend said that men get a pass where they're allowed to shit their pants at least once a year. I was baffled. Then he told me he had a few years where it was happening 2 to 3 times a year. Is this normal for men?
Good for you.
I shat myself only once ever in my life, and that was when I was under 10 years old, which, by the way, I feel like we all probably crapped our pants a lot more than once.
Not all of us choked on a donut first, though.
Yeah, there's just me. World record. I don't think it should be happening to healthy adults, right? His diet isn't the best. A lot of fast food, but he doesn't have any diagnosed stomach problem or anything. Never had food poisoning, etc. So I'm wondering why the hell it's happening so often. So the question is,
because we trust people and things.
So it's like you hear somebody that like sharts.
We believe in ourselves.
You hear somebody has their counter reset to zero, and they.
I don't know if I'm going to make it through this podcast without resetting my counter to zero. Honestly.
Oh man, I'm potty training the 2-year-old right now, and she has not today. I mean, like she's been pretty solid, but like today.
Today it was a little loose.
Today it was runny.
When I say a little solid, I meant. The Dukes. Today she was like, she said, I have diwea. and she did.
So proud.
So I thought of Gravy.
of course.
Figuratively and literally. So guys, I had a karate tournament that I hosted this weekend on a Sunday.
Hell yeah!
It was on a Sunday, which was interesting.
Karate.
Yeah, it's fun to be in front of all these people, and everyone has to hear me. You know, I get a microphone, and no one can stop me. Basically, in a giant room full of people doing karate, which is amazing.
Your two favorite things: being on the microphone and a bunch of people doing karate at the same time.
100%. I mean, just what could be better? My family's not there either. It's so great.
He's at a hotel, just drinking so much.
this is Greg's realtor convention.
Oh, can I travel for karate tournaments? That's my next question.
Karate convention.
Karate, but they pull out their nunchucks, but they keep coming out.
not even a tournament, just people doing karate at the hotel.
we should definitely throw a karate convention. That sounds amazing.
A silly karate convention.
Karate garage comes to life.
Instead of wearing geese, they're all wearing jumpsuits, but like they're like mismatched jumpsuits.
I'm in.
Yeah, and silly big silly shoes I'm that they so kick each in. Other with.
26 ninjas just jump out of the same car.
Anyway, pocket sand, but it comes out of the little flower in the lapel.
That's awesome. Squeeze the nose for like a smoke grenade. Like that. Okay. Anyway, I do want to have a karate convention. That sounds so cool. I don't know if we can. Like the technically the martial arts I do is called Kempo, which isn't karate, but I just call it karate to literally everybody at the thing, and then no one corrects me, and I'm on the micro talking about karate, and that's like a whole thing. It dawned on me that I'm probably the preeminent karate MC of the greater Pacific Northwest.
Hell yes, dude. Oh, you need a business card.
Possibly the only karate MC, to be fair. But
so, that's preeminent.
I've got a black belt, and I'm emceeing a karate tournament yearly.
You've got a black belt in emceeing karate tournaments.
Yeah, so I am pretty proud of myself there. But also, I competed this weekend, which was something I did not anticipate doing. I knew going into it that I was maybe going to do it, but I thought I would back out because I like didn't practice at all for any of it. And then on Wednesday before the karate tournament, my karate instructor was like, hey man, You should still definitely do this because there's only going to be five people. And so that means if you can just be better than one person, you'll still get a trophy. And I was like, yeah, all right. So I show up to the contest. There's 11 people. I did not get a trophy. Okay, fine. But the other thing I said was like, well, then if there's only going to be five people doing that, how many people are sparring? And he was like, there's only three people and one of them's definitely not going to be there. And I was like, you sign me up. I'm going to do some sparring because regardless, I'll get a trophy. Hilarious.
You'd podium at that point.
And as far as the inter-dojo competition goes,
world championship,
for who gets the big trophy of the world of the greater Seattle area, if you, for every space on the podium, you get points for it. So I was like, it's an easy grab of like, you know, a few points for the dojo. Just sign me up. I'll just do it. Even if I can just be like, ha-ha, stay away from me. And then finish third and I'll get the thing or whatever.
Greg's scheming on how to steal points at a karate tournament. I love
absolutely
this.
And being very open about it.
There's nothing more ninja than getting in there and stealing karate points.
I competed in the karate fighting portion. There ended up being four people. I got myself a karate trophy, which was nice.
Hell yeah.
Which is great. Now, I should caveat this. I didn't do it on my social media post because I was waiting to tell you guys first. I did take fourth out of four in the contest. So? And so they give trophies first through fourth in this contest. And so I got a fourth place trophy. Hold on. I have it here. It's my eighth karate trophy, but here it is.
Oh,
there's
that's
my
so cool.
Fourth place I love karate trophy.
There's so many more trophies
that guy
than
kicking,
I have.
Kicks so high.
Dude, it's awesome. Getting trophies
I need
is
to do
best.
Something I, where I get trophies. What's the, like? What's the easiest thing that I could start doing right now that I could start getting trophies?
I mean,
God, too. No, I can't do that.
I started karate at your age, buddy.
Karate's,
I was older than
karate's
you.
Karate's your thing, though.
Oh, well, I don't see it that way.
Until we fight.
I would actually like it if... Imagine if we could both be doing karate and then we could, like, talk about karate all the time together.
I do actually really... Hey, look, there's my cat. How do you get back here?
What are you talking about?
It's my been cat. Living down there for...
He probably just...
It has a... Oh, yeah. Wow.
He probably just took a dump and...
Has a secret pathway in the wall.
Where's Walga? Nah.
He teleports,
it's Wall
dude.
Cat.
That cat is...
Wallcat.
Holocaust.
I would love to have another cool thing to talk about with you, Greg.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Yeah, this is my eighth karate trophy. I'm pretty proud of it. I have one first place, 2 seconds, 2/3, and a fourth now. So
you need to put them all up in the background of your video.
Oh, what am I doing? You're right. I mean, they're all right there.
You should 100% build a... You built a thing for your belt, so you need to build a thing for your... Okay, you need to have Gravy build you a thing
Just put them on the desk, like right in front, so you're kind of behind them.
Do I have any? Welcome.
Just put them all like... Yeah, just welcome put them all like right
Plus.
Here. Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus.
Wait, does this count?
Yes!
Look at that!
Absolutely. I want that for the collection.
This thing that I still haven't sent Gregor. I wonder if there's a way that I could put a, like a...
set of balls on that?
Brandon's version?
Greg, your new trophy kicks so much higher than your old trophy.
Yeah, it's pretty... The old one's weak, man.
Yeah, for real. That
is
dude,
that the,
like, that dude
do,
sucks.
Do,
whoa, look at that
one. Do you do
one.
Other moves in karate, or is it just...
Yes.
Kicking is my worst move.
And that's why they gave it to you. It's supposed to encourage you to do this move better.
Every trophy has you kicking.
Can someone take a screenshot of this, please? This is amazing.
Yes. Oh, I'll let's get to it.
So anyway, what'd you guys do this weekend? Do anything cool? Me neither. But yeah, anyway, it was funny because I was like, as a 45-year-old man, I basically got a participation trophy for just showing up to the karate tournament and losing to everybody. They're like, nah, we still care about you, buddy. Here you go. So yeah, congratulations, me. Good weekend.
Hell yeah.
What's Brandon doing? He's got a shot glass.
Brandon's got everything in a shot. Hold it up again. Let me get this. I was waiting for Brandon to collect
all his wares.
Should I get one more?
Should I get my first place?
Yeah, get one more trophy, Greg.
months. All right, I'm coming back. My
Do I have?
He's getting his largest wares.
Oh, what else could I
go.
Do?
Yes.
I like that the camera so can't even focus on me anymore because there's too many.
And that's yes! That's so cool.
That was good. That was good.
This,
I like
could
that.
Could this be my new screen? My new profile picture? Also, the 4-minute long visual gag on the show.
Right. Yeah.
Pretty great.
So, for everybody listening at home, Greg is now surrounded by karate trophies all in front of him.
Ah, there we go. Okay, cool. Taking some screenshots here, folks. No big deal. Just leave me alone.
Please indulge our self-indulgence.
Yes, thank you. That's, if this show is anything but that, I don't want to be part of it.
Yes, you guys want to know right? You guys want to know the one trophy I have in the basement right now? I'm not going to go get it, but I just want to tell you
is
about
it. Is it Cage?
No. Cage in a guinea pig mask. She.
That was slightly disturbing and
super hot.
I didn't see that part because I was doing something.
Yes, way too hot for me to say it out loud. In front of her. But you couldn't hear me at that point anyway, so.
The trophy that I have right now is a 2014 U.S. Open Cup Championship medal that I got on, I think, my second or third day of working for the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, on your merits of having.
And it's legit.
It is a legit medal. Like, it's the Siggy Schmidt put it over my neck in the kitchen at the office in Pioneer Square for the Sounders. And they had won. They had won that.
Of course it was the kitchen. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
They had won that U.S. Open Cup before I worked there, but I still got a medal. So even that medal feels really empty.
That's awesome,
you got
though.
A non-participation trophy.
He got a being in the kitchen while Siggy walked through a trophy.
It's a sandwich time trophy.
It's really just a little belly sweat.
I gave us a little box of these things, and I'm just trying to get rid of them now. Otherwise, they're just going to go in a closet somewhere.
This is incredible. Yeah. I like that I can't see the screen so well because I have too many trophies.
Oh, sorry, what? Sorry, I couldn't see because too many of my karate trophies are in the way. I couldn't see what was going on.
couldn't hear you over all this shine. Yeah. That's crazy. The headphones? No, that's nothing. Yeah,
wow.
Okay. Well, how about we do some nerd talk and we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Oh, great. This guy's wife is following me on TikTok.
Oh, and we're back.
Oh, that's like, that's Siege's karate trophy.
He's like, how many people's wives follow me on TikTok?
No. Sorry, guys. Another wife is following me on TikTok.
Oh, me howdy, I guess.
Oh, another karate trophy? Oh, sorry. Another guy's wife?
What's that, Brandon? I can't see you around all my karate trophies. Anyway, I've got good news for bananas, but bad news for banana bread.
Oh.
Aww.
Yeah, see, it's... this is tough. Okay, first of all, let's have a little banana background here. I don't have all the details, okay. But I have enough. Did you know there's five
Gravy
different species of bananas? Gravy is like a banana bread making machine. It's crazy.
Really? Yeah. Gravy, I'll wife you up.
You just got to follow him on TikTok.
Banana bread,
I think he's
so
available.
Yeah, just follow me on TikTok.
So there are five different species of bananas that are commonly eaten by humans. One of them has gone extinct completely because we
ate them all up. Fatties couldn't stop eating that tasty, tasty banana. Was it the tastiest banana? Is that why it doesn't exist anymore?
I don't know, but so I feel good. Like the current one is definitely cream cheese.
Banana glory hole. So
it's got to have cream cheese.
Anyway, and we're back. The current main staple of the banana world is actually one not named for what Brandon is going to associate it with, I don't think. It's the Cavendish. Oh. Not like Mark.
Kevin?
Not like Mark Cavendish. The
Manx missile.
The elite sprinter. Isn't he a sprinter? Is that what he is?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Is he still racing?
I think he retired after this last Tour de France.
Yeah, Le Tour. Anyway, yeah, Mark Cavendish. That's not what the banana's named for, supposedly. So there's four different breeds.
So awesome. I get a banana named after you.
Yeah, would that be cool?
Yeah.
I want a loaf.
They call it the Gerg, and it's a banana that's as the circumference of the banana is the same as the.
Yo, there are bananas like that.
I believe that I'm the Gergana. <It's>
the Gergana.
Anyway,
they grow wild here.
And we're back.
Let's get them a trophy.
Okay, so why
one.
Do we call it? Why do we call
anyway,
it? The,
this one biotech company has figured out how they're called Tropic, and they are part of Time Magazine's Greatest Inventions for 2025 for the work they've done editing the DNA of bananas to keep them from turning brown.
Racist.
They're keeping them from brown, which to me, I don't even own bananas.
That's racist.
I don't even own bananas unless they're big and brown. No, I don't even own bananas unless they're going to be turned into banana bread. Like, I pretend like I'm going to get it for nutrition or something like that. But I definitely want to use them for banana bread only. Sorry, someone just texted me something that it said Porno George in it, and I think that's very funny that somebody that's not you guys is texting me.
I was gonna say something about your take on bananas and banana bread, but as you were talking and I was getting ready to say something, your camera autofocused back onto the karate trophies, almost
karate
as if to remind you before you say something, remember who he is. He can kick your ass.
I saw your face change when that happened, too. I saw
If I'm being honest, I am trying to look at you guys from between the trophies so that way it doesn't focus on me. I'm trying to keep it focused on the karate trophies and not on me. So
You're basically a ninja because you are slightly in the shadow of all of them. There's just nothing but a little bit of a light glimmering off of your forehead. As we see these eyes glaring between
the golden
trophies.
That would be
the
lack of hygiene that is making that possible with the lighting that I have in here. There we go. I got all these different depths, too. See, this is your best idea.
Awesome.
Anyway, the idea is that they're trying to keep the bananas from going brown, but to me, that means that we're going to end up with less banana bread. And I don't know how to feel about it because I don't want to lose the bananas. It's also helping with the banana blight, which is something that is trying to wipe out all banana crops.
That's also racist.
And I don't know that it is, but okay. And it's a disease. I think it is indiscriminately attacking all bananas, for that matter. But
even the brown ones.
Would you? So
hashtag all bananas now. Okay.
old brown Republican Gerg here. That's Gergu is the
all cops are bananas.
I don't want to eat cops though.
Looks like this guy is kicking this guy in the groin.
It does. They all need balls. They all need to be
yet another visual gag that no one can see.
Yeah. The floor. Sorry, we could keep talking about bananas.
No, I don't even care.
I watched the Tron movie last night.
Oh.
You went
to the theater to see Tron, both of you?
I went to the theater to see a movie
my
friend wanted to see Tron, and so that's what we saw. And I will say, Jared Leto is, spoiler alert, Jared Leto just becomes Jared Leto. Like, Jared Leto's character just turns into Jared Leto by the end of the movie.
You're exactly what Gravy does not want to hear.
Exactly. Spoilers or stuff about Jared Leto?
No, just that he's right.
Oh, yeah.
All of the above.
But I will say the movie has rewatchability, which is the high bar for me of like if a movie is good or not, is like, would I ever feel like the need to rewatch this movie?
Like
Ip Man, which I could watch every night forever.
Yeah, I could stop right now and go watch that.
Yeah. What's like a good example is another movie I saw in the theaters recently was the Superman, the new Superman movie. And I was like, I've seen that now. I don't need to see it again. I thought it was fine. But the Tron movie is one where I could go like, oh yeah, like I would watch that again. The Jared Leto aside, like everything that guy, I just can't see, to Gravy's point, like I can't see past
his face. Gravy is right in that you can't see past his face. But also I feel like he was better in this than he normally is.
Until the end. Agreed.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the film to be good. Yeah. Any movie that comes out in October is automatically at the level of like Alien versus Predator, where it's going to be awful.
Which awesome. Is awesome.
I might like it. Don't get me wrong, but I don't expect it to be good.
Sure, I would say. Awesome, I would say like the Tron movie, like it. It was so, like the music was so good and the visuals were so good that like. All of that it papered over so many cracks for me. Like the character development, the plot development, like I was like, this is so, you are making some large leaps here as far as like, this stuff goes. Just classic, like hacker, stuff, you know, and that stuff, that. Like I can get over that stuff when everything else that's going on is awesome.
Yeah. Well, it was scored completely by Nine Inch Nails.
It was awesome. It was so good.
It was so awesome.
Has Nine Inch Nails played Florida yet?
No, I want them to so bad. Will you guys come here with me?
I won't go there for that, but I saw it and it was great. The show was awesome.
I know. I saw your videos and I was so jealous.
And the thing that, you know, they do some of the Tron stuff like as this thing with this like producer DJ guy called Boys Noise or something like that, which to me sounds...
Yeah.
But they do some of the stuff in the center together where there are like three guys at different instruments and mixing tables and stuff like that. It was real cool. And so like, Tron has the potential to be really good, but also doesn't it have like a bunch of Disney money behind it? And that's how they could get Nine Inch Nails to do it. Isn't that probably?
Probably. I mean,
like Trent's got like five kids he's got to send to college. You know what I mean? It's I'm sure that's part of the idea. And they probably like creative freedom. And he was like, of course, because I'm Trent Reznor, you dummies. But yeah. Anyway.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so
I just like the update to Tron in general because you know if you watch the old ones like the classic and then what did they call the next one Legacy and then this one is Ares, like the updates are slowly getting a little bit more villainous, a little bit more badass, and it's like it's been cool to watch.
I went to the one that Daft Punk did where they
that was
and,
cool.
Whatever the, you know that's been 10 years ago now if not more and yeah that was cool like I enjoyed what's going on. The fact that I'm talking behind,
just laughing at you like, between the trophies, just like ducking in.
Daft Punk one. It was really cool.
You guys made me do this, and now you're making fun of me.
We're not making fun of you. It's awesome.
Brandon is making fun of me for sure.
You're like Wilson from Home Improvement, but instead of a fence, it's your karate trophies.
Well, neighbor, you know the thing that they say is that if you don't duck the kick, you'll get kicked in the face. All right. I don't know. Okay.
Thank you.
I didn't. I thought about giving you a haiku review, but I didn't think about it until literally right now. So not going to happen
next week. Also, we're a week behind. So anything we talk about, like with the baseball and stuff like that, it's like, yeah, I screwed it up when I went out of town. I got us a week off. Maybe I could. I don't know. We could just save the other one for a backup episode. I could just do it when we don't have one, and we could just get back on schedule.
No, do it in order and make everybody go
or
crazy.
Or release two.
But then, yeah, I was like, then we won't get as many numbers. And I was like, we don't get numbers anyway, so that doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh, we'll get
zero's
numbers.
A number.
Is it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Zero is the absence of numbers.
Okay, there we go. See? Brain researchers have found a switch that turns off hunger in the human mind. I read this long... kind of like it's like nature.org type thing or something, and I understood like 0% of what they were talking about in this like very complex research paper, but it would be cool if you could, like, I don't know if that's what the okay banana here's bread. The thing, I know several people that are taking banana bread supplements to no I know several people that are taking cream cheese what is it called, the GLP-1s, the semaglutides or whatever it is. I know several people who are doing that, and like, I don't know that I'm mad at anybody for that or whatever. Some people end up looking real weird after they do it, but stop hiding behind your microphone. I'm going to put these karate trophies away, okay?
No!
Cool. I talked to my kid, as you can probably tell. I'll put it away, all right?
He's reverse psychologizing us into stop it, to not messing with him anymore.
So, yeah, the is that what they're called? Semaglutides? Is that what it is? Yeah, like you take those, you lose a bunch of weight. There's actually like a bunch of hidden benefits to it and stuff. And I guess this is sort of similar, if I understand what's going on, which I probably don't. This is sort of similar on how people are losing weight, but it's by basically telling your body that you don't need to keep eating. Hmm. Now, I see it as three things.
I thought that was fenfen too.
I see it as three things. One, a drug to help people get healthier. That's nice. Two, a way for drug companies to make a gazillion dollars. I read today that Costco will sell you Wegovy, I think is what it's called, and it's $500 a month. Maybe easier if you have a prescription for it, and maybe it's less than that.
Is that one of those? Like, that's one of those.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask, is Wegovy?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. That's one of those semaglutides that you can get, and it's like, what's the one that everyone, what's the main one? The Ozempic.
Ozempic,
Ozempic's the name, I know.
It's one of those, and so... but now they're going to have like a drug to be able to a different type of drug that'll be able to go in and switch this off or whatever. So I worry about the drug companies making money. I worry for people's health, of course. And then the other thing is like when the robots get us and they need to keep us from having to eat. This is where my brain goes. 100%. Where I'm like, this is going to be a control mechanism. Like if slaves don't know that they need to eat because you switch it off, then you could work them harder until they die.
It's instead of a Jedi mind trick, you're not hungry. They just give you the pill. You're not hungry. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, but then we don't perform it as high a function.
They
for
don't
them.
Need you to perform a high function. They just need a million of you to perform a low function. And
goddamn.
That's gonna be enough.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about the cost to like performance benefit. Like, wouldn't it be easier to like, you know, just kind of give me a little banana bread, a little bit of cream cheese, and
get to work, fatty. You know, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, there you go. Get to work, fatty, and I'll just lay there in my ooze. You'll have my brain as a storage facility. With
I see it as the I guess
lead
this is,
me to my ooze. Give me some cream cheese and lead me to my ooze.
Let me sip my ooze with cream
you
cheese.
Got them, you got any of them hot dog glory holes?
Did somebody hot just hot box my ooze?
A little bacon.
Anyway, I always think about the robots not knowing what to do with us once they've rounded us all up, and rather than just like lasering us and then having rotting humans everywhere, I do feel like the human juicer is a real thing where they're like
sex.
If we can after we're done having sex with all the humans, says the robots.
We made all of the robots for sex. What we didn't realize is that the robots liked it more than we did.
They want it just as bad as we do.
We need like to all make those more guys. Humans.
Women aren't horny. Oh, yeah, they are.
We need to make more humans.
But
the humans are hot.
We must them.
What you guys didn't realize, there's more places to
There are more holes for insertion.
There are more holes than you thought there were.
We have a million tiny dicks to stuff into your pores.
Stab, look, new hole.
Pump it.
My face is pregnant.
Yeah. Anyway, I worry that the robots will be like, well, we have all this organic material that we can use to power us, so let's just use that up first before we worry about anything else. And then, yeah, they just put us into, like, what did you call it, ooze? You put us into a tube of ooze and then just, like, suck the life out of us. Not the cool way, either, Siege.
Wait.
I was going to say, a couple robots like, that are like, yeah, actually the cool way.
Yeah. Cool way. I'm gonna suck the life out of the cool way. The milk you.
The Henry Hoover's just like the cool way.
This takes me back to it's gone from suck to blow.
Yeah. She's gone from suck to blow.
I can't wait. We have an official beginning. Rick Moranis out of retirement for Spaceballs 2. It's confirmed. They're ready to start filming. It's going to happen. They've got all the major players back for it. And what was Lone Star? We talked about this last week, maybe. What was Lone Star's?
Like a month ago. Bill Pullman?
But what was his the kid's name? Damn it.
Did Bill Pullman die?
Half a star? No, that was Bill Paxton.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, did Bill Pullman?
No. Bill Paxton.
How many Bills are dying?
Bill Paxton dead.
Yeah. Has anybody checked on Bill Murray?
I got to tell you, you know what?
Oh,
let Bill
here.
Murray die. It's fine. He's given us everything. We can't ask for any more. He's going to die someday. I'm comfortable with it. Sorry, Bill. I don't want you to die, but yeah.
Wow.
He's not listening. It's okay.
Brian Murray, though? That'd be so crazy Bill if Murray. Bill Murray was listening and he's like, what the f***? I hope you shit yourself. God, why am I swearing so much?
Bill Clinton's like, I didn't even
because
get a
you're
mention.
You're hiding behind the karate trophies. Yeah, whatever.
Nerd Talk Plus, exclusive podcast for Bills.
After
Bill Cosby?
After Marin did a second interview with Barack Obama, imagine if we had Bill Clinton on here.
So are you in the Epstein files?
I like how much you guys talk about your wieners. That's pretty fun.
That's nice.
Hey,
what's this about a fart glory hole?
Bill Clinton, say, hey, what's this about saying sexy things about someone? I play saxophone.
Yeah, like, sorry, Brandon, that line has been taken away from you. Starburst is the name of the kid. Lone Star's son is called Starburst.
Me and Bill Clinton started all saxophone ska band.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I'll come see you guys play. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All saxophones, you need a drummer, right?
Yeah, you need horns. I mean, you need like you need trumpet.
No.
You need an electric guitar.
No brass.
No brass. Just saxophone.
Yeah, and I want different levels.
Saxophone supremacists.
I want a perfect
only reed instruments, please.
It's perfect.
It's a saxophone, a clarinet, and an oboe ska band.
But I want every level of saxophone. I want a Barry sax and a tenor and an alto.
Somebody who listens to this show is being like, bassoon couldn't get a mention? Come on.
So everyone knows, I'm team bassoon. I love that idea. That's great.
Yeah. Bassoon ska.
Have you considered starting a ska band, Brandon?
Restarting a ska band?
Please say yes.
Have you considered restarting a ska band?
Start a new
one. We should
call
Neil Martin and get him in on it too. He was an instant winner.
I feel like I could start. I don't feel like I haven't played saxophone in so long. I have it. It's right there.
Doesn't matter.
I haven't played trumpet in very long, and we use that on the show all the time. Better come up with a five.
I got one. Hotel Rwanda.
No.
Out of all of the ether in the world, you just pulled that up.
Play the noise. Brandon, I have a mission for you. Please play one of these things like that song on your saxophone, record it on your iPhone, and send it to Siege, okay?
Okay.
Dude, Brandon, do you want to start a ska band?
Yes. Yeah.
Just terrible players.
I keep my drums. I keep my drumsticks in the back of the passenger seat of my car so I can just, when I'm stuck on 95, pull them out and just start playing in the
car. Can we start a...
I'm that guy.
Yeah,
I keep guitar. I keep my reed it just, you know, in the back seat of my car just in case.
You just pull it out and just start
like, I keep it in my bucket hat.
I just want to wet my reed a little bit. Wet my reed.
Oh, man.
Stuck in traffic.
Hold on. Mouth noises intensifies.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Brandon,
I hated Bam. I mean, I loved Bam, but I hated Bam for the reason that they, like, all of the saliva and mouth noises are like just, they drive me absolutely bonkers.
What's it called? Like misophonia?
Misophonia. Yeah. Like this, it's like, it's not misophobia. I'm not scared of the noise. They drive me to levels of irateness that I cannot describe.
Someone needs to get therapy.
Yeah, probably.
It's repressed rage for sure.
Yeah, so it's not even repressed anymore. It's just
active rage.
It's active rage. Yeah.
Just out here punching cars.
Like I swear.
You gotta start
cat,
karate, dude.
I swear my cat follows me around my house, licking his nuts or where they were. Just
remember when I had these?
Yeah. Like, I don't even need to lick these right now. I'm just doing it because it annoys you.
Who's the bitch?
I am, until I kick him across. I haven't kicked my cat, I have felt
so
like it.
Nice.
I pick him up and I carry him to another room.
And that room happens to be downstairs out the window.
Exactly. But it gets to the point. I you guys probably, like, when you had very little kids, there's this, like, I think Greg and I talked about this a long time ago, but, like, there's this noise that happens. Like, the kids, the anger from your kids, or, like, the crying, not that one, the crying from your kids makes you so irate that you want to do irrational things. And I'm like, I used to be scared to, like, admit to people that, like, I have this thought that crosses my mind that I want to throw this baby. And I know I cannot do that.
Sure.
And I think it's better to, like, tell that to people, like, not tell them, hey, you can't throw the baby, but, like, which you shouldn't, but, like, tell them, hey, you're going to have the feeling that you should do that and you should not do that.
Yes.
And it's, like, a normal feeling to have, like, put the baby down and take a break.
I want
to
put it down. He means kill the baby. Parents.
Yeah, put it down.
Put the baby down.
Brandon, pro late term abortion.
pro post term abortion. You know what, guys? I think we should just go and solve all our problems at one time and create a karate ska band.
Great.
Ska Roddy. Yeah, yeah.
Instead of skanking, you're like literally roundhousing your audience.
K-A are the first just go two down letters in the, of karate.
You're doing whatever that is.
Ska Roddy. Yeah.
Ska Roddy.
Yeah.
Ska Roddy.
I'm in.
Yeah, we just jump down in the pit and just start hitting people with our instruments.
We could call our band.
Don't even play the full set.
We could call
our
band Ska Paramin.
I'm in. I'll call an album that.
Top Ska Man. That's Top Ska Man.
Top Ska Man.
That seems like a lie.
Okay. We should have.
I don't want to wear a zoot suit. Are we zoot suit style or are we like Hawaiian shirt style?
I think we're wearing geese.
Yeah, dude, come on.
Okay.
But,
yeah, okay.
But,
so we can start the gihad?
Geese.
I want to tie that
geese.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Banana
bread,
bro.
Double-breasted geese.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Banana bread.
Ska-nana bread.
Ska-nana
bread. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
That brings us to the most important segment of this whole show that people have been waiting for, possibly fast-forwarding to. It is time for us to play America's favorite guessing game. It's time for Guinness time. It's the guessing game where I look up Guinness World Records, mainly by scrolling through their Instagram feed, and then these other three guys guess on which they are, and we try to see who can get the closest without going over with this. Before we start, I'd like to give a shout out to Eric Perry, who
He sent
me a world record attempt. I don't know if it's the world record or not, but he said, any world record makes me think of you now because of Nerd Talk Plus. Love the show.
Love you back, buddy.
I love you enough for my karate trophy to kick you your karate trophy right in the nuts. That's
hell yeah. When you hear about a world record, you specifically think about that one time that Greg almost choked on a Capri Sun when he was trying to set a world record for how fast he could drink a Capri Sun.
And Brandon stabbed one directly through the heart, all the way out the back.
That was Greg.
That was me. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I caused all the Capri Sun problems. That was not. I still have some of those.
I think I momentarily had the world record, unofficial.
I think we all did.
All you gotta do is add some qualifiers to it, like while on an island, and then you definitely had it.
Sitting in a park, and you nailed it.
Capri Sun while wearing capris in the sun.
So the world record that he sent me was most fist bumps in 30 seconds, and I gotta see if they.
Between multiple partners, or just like two? If we were just going back and forth, speed bags. Yeah,
how many people?
What I'm talking about.
It's the.
Come on, can we
the human centipede of fist bumps.
Can we get a circle bump?
Circle bump, guys. Circle bump.
It's. Wait, guys.
How many hundreds of dollars would we make?
Yeah, there we go.
It's two guys.
Gravy refuses to participate.
And each of them, true karate style, each of them is doing two fists at once.
Yeah.
And the other guy's speed punching bags. Down. So it's like speed bags, not on Brandon's nuts, with punching.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to set the world record. I don't know if Guinness recognizes it or not, despite the fact that they filmed it. But they were able to do their 30-second record. How many times do you think that they could fist bump in 30 seconds?
Does each fist count as one?
I'm guessing that each contact, like one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one, two.
Eric, write us back and tell us the definitions of
who goes first.
Who was the last winner? Do we know?
Me, because I won.
Okay, Siege won last time, apparently. So, Siege, you go first.
It's canon.
469.
469 says Siege.
30 seconds?
Brandon, you're next, I guess.
Yeah.
240
says Brandon. Oh. And bringing up the rear is Sean. Tasty gravy, not Gervin. Sean?
I was going to say 360.
360. All right. The most fist bumps in 30 seconds. Oh, Siege, you were so close. If one of us would have just used the magic number, It was 400.
I was going
to. It was 424 fist bumps.
Oh, man.
In 30 seconds for the world record.
That's a lot more than I thought.
That's a lot.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Yeah, fast. I just.
How about I send it to the group chat so you guys can see it, too? Okay, now that we've guessed on it, I'll forward this on.
That's so dumb. We could do that. What if we did it? What if we
could do that with... I was just going to say, we could totally... We could beat that.
Was I the closest to going over?
In Daddy Soup. Yes, point for gravy.
Oh, Daddy Soup has been sent to broth heaven, though.
No!
Oh!
No!
This is
have we not talked about this?
I'm going to drive over and steal
that. No, you
threatened it, but you didn't tell me you did it, you son of a bitch.
Oh, guys, it's been like 2.5 months.
What? No wonder he's been avoiding the show.
Oh, I thought we talked about this.
Kick him out of the chat.
I think what really happened is you gave us thinking the, about I'm gonna, it. I might be doing this, but actually it had already this been is that, in the works.
This is that dad crap that you do where you take away our favorite toy.
I gotta keep
we're gone
make you
for
earn
a
my
weekend
love.
And you throw away all of our favorite McDonald's toys.
And guess what? You're gonna come back and you're never gonna know it wasn't there, except you guys would have known it wasn't there.
Yeah, and also, it's like the thing I think about most from that trip, besides the turkeys and my embarrassing everybody with my laughing.
The
but.
Four of us just boiling in soup.
My thumbs.
And linking up toes.
Sorry. If I had seen those trophies
moments.
Earlier, maybe I would have
changed
my mind.
Big mistake!
Yeah.
Oh, no. Now I have to learn karate because I've created an arch nemesis.
Villain arc.
I need
engaged.
A karate montage. Wait, but it's Scott. It's gotta be Scott.
Train your body.
Can we turn this into can we do a Scott cover of this?
Train your body. Come to everybody,
train your body. Yeah, we could totally cover that with Scott.
Absolutely.
Cover it with ska sounds kind of gross.
No, that's an album.
Oh, this reminds me. Who's that guy?
Then all we do is we end up turning into real big fish and cover everything.
That's their claim to fame.
It's true.
We've all talked about. Do you guys think that? I know we have more. Greg, stop hiding from me. I know we have more.
After what you did to me, never.
So intimidating.
I know we have more world records to do, Guinness time to do. But have we ever talked about who's like the most? Who's the most the person
Hi.
Of in the world who is the like the epitome of this show boiled down to a single human without trying? Do you guys have any thoughts on this? Because I have one. That I think is he like is our mascot.
Question of the week.
This person is our mascot. Who's the mascot for Nerd Talk? My submission is Masayoshi Takanaka. Have we talked about this person before?
No.
Japanese guitar player who wears like very colorful Hawaiian suits and plays ridiculous looking guitars, and it is the smoothest sounding music that you could ever hear. So look him up. It's Masayoshi Takanaka, and I think you all love it. And it's not ska, unfortunately, but we could just do his name
ska.
Is almost Ska Kanaka.
We could cover his songs with ska.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Masayoshi Takanaka.
What it do?
Takanaka.
Got him. Let's see here. Ooh.
Up next.
Very handsome.
Longest ears on a donkey.
That's a good one.
Oh,
that's
I would like
a good
this in
one.
Earlobes. Do donkeys have earlobes?
Yeah, it just gets so loud.
Is it combined
so you
length
so
or each?
About donkeys.
did Gravy just say combined or individually?
I'm gonna individually, based on what I'm seeing here.
Masayoshi Takanaka has.
I prefer centimeters, but if you can't do that math and you don't want to, I'm not accepting pumpkins this week. So if you want to,
this is horse crap.
It's actually donkey poo, but you know it's close enough.
Refuse.
Longest ears on a donkey.
Look at that. 69 inches.
That's so many inches.
That's like one Brandon per year.
It's in a row. Yes.
Oh, I think I'm just over 69 inches.
I was doing combined.
No.
Brandon? Fine, 34 and a half.
Longest ears on a donkey.
I'm like, can you give me centimeters? And you're like, 69 inches. And then I'm like,
wait, can we do, are we doing?
2 inches. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. I can do inches. It's fine.
What did you say?
You said 69 and then 30 something inches. I don't know what the second one was.
34 and a half.
34 and a half inches.
22.
22 inches, says Brandon. Sean Gravy-Gervin.
54 centimeters.
Oh,
congratulations! None of you gets a point. The longest ear on a donkey is 35 centimeters. Thanks for the effort, Gravy. Half a point for you for giving the answer to me in centimeters as asked.
Wait.
I take away half a point though, because that's not a fair way to give points.
Oh, man, 13.
You give points however you want to. You're the host of this show.
But that seemed, then everybody else is throwing out. But then I realized that Siege is my litmus test here, and like that's I really gotta. If Siege is saying a crazy number, that doesn't mean that the number's going to be necessarily high. Just don't base your guesses on
Siege's
guesses.
But also, it could be. Yeah,
let's say 420 millimeters, which is 42 centimeters.
Remember, well, listen,
still
2 weeks ago, we all had Gravy as our litmus test, and every single one of us was under by, like, such massive amounts that Greg thought something was wrong with us.
Well.
35 centimeters, that's 1 foot, 1 inch. Ears for
those are that's kind of 13. No, that's a lot shorter inches than I thought it
okay,
was.
Okay, one more Gravy time. Get us time. Gravy time.
Yeah, let's break the three-way tie at zero.
The most valuable.
No, I think
gold.
Gravy has one.
I have a point and a half.
No, half points don't count.
No, I have 1.5 points.
Nope.
Half points don't count.
I have the official score.
I deducted half a
right
point
here.
For because I was unfairly scoring it. So because of me, you lose half a point, Gravy.
So
back to one.
Gravy's at negative one. Negative
most
half.
Valuable gold dress, where the dress is made out of gold.
Mm. Ooh.
I think this is the Palestinian flag, but that seems... No, it can't be. There's no way. What's the one that has red on the side and then it's green, white, and black and stripes?
That would be Palestine? Is it the red triangle?
No, it's a red rectangle up and down on the side, and it might be like a UAE or something like that. I can't tell. I feel like right now, Palestine probably doesn't have many luxurious gold dresses. It doesn't matter. This is irrelevant. What's the most expensive gold dress worth?
I don't know. If it's Dubai or UAE, that could really send it
I'll accept dollars or... Thank you. I'll accept dollars or Great British pounds.
1 billion Swiss francs.
That's incorrect.
How do you know?
Well, because I'm the judge.
You didn't do
you guys,
that.
You guys previously gave me permission to judge it however I want. So, incorrect.
Great.
Wait,
Craig
so we can give it in
this
euros or pounds?
No, pounds or dollars, U.S. dollars, please.
Oh, a million dollars.
$1 million, says Dr. Evil. Gravy?
I feel like if it's in Dubai, it's going to be crazy. So I'm going to say like $4 million.
Most valuable gold dress, just $1,088,000.
Ooh. Oh! I would have been
showcase
so close
winner.
If you accepted my
what
answer.
What was your answer, Siege?
My 1 billion Swiss francs comes... Oh, never mind. That was... Sorry. I did the math. I did my stoichiometry wrong. Never
it's
mind.
71 pumpkins. I was so close.
Oh, we could convert pumpkins to currency.
Oh,
well, it depends on what time of year.
Much?
I mean, it's a fluctuating market.
True. October.
How? Do you think pumpkins in October are more expensive or less expensive than they are in the summer? Because you'd think they'd be harder to get in the summer, but they're also in less
okay.
demand.
Okay, enough. Here we go. We've got the
economics,
tiebreaker.
You know, makes you think.
You're going to like the tiebreaker, okay? It's in the category of 1 minute of.
Yes. 1 minute of chips.
Ooh. 1 minute of jizz.
Most? No, gross.
Oh,
one
wait,
minute of
no, different kind. Different way.
Most soft shell tacos eaten in a minute. Thank you to Taco Cabana for hosting this. I don't know if you guys know what Taco Cabana is, but
okay,
what's on the taco?
I need to know what. Yeah, what's on the taco? How big are we talking here with these? Because they could be these little foldy tacos? Types.
They're about the size of a soft taco from Taco Bell.
Ooh, okay. That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
I can't tell that's what's a, on yeah, them because... wait. Each taco weighs 100 grams with refried beans and cheese inside.
Okay, so pretty...
That's 100 Bs.
100 Bs. So, also 100 milliliters.
Yep, okay. And that's all I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Soft shell. Soft all shell. Right, so most soft shell tacos in 1 minute.
100 Bs in a soft shell taco.
Siege, I'll let you compete just to guess to confuse everybody, but you're technically not you're not up for the win here, so you don't have to either.
Oh, no, I'm winning. I'm winning.
If you get it exactly right, Siege, I'll give you a bonus. I'll give you a bonus point and you'll win, okay?
If I were to be eating these, it'd be somewhere around 28.
28, okay, 28.
Yeah, dude, I'm just swallowing bees.
Brandon?
I don't want to lose.
Can I refine my guess after everybody else? Or should I do it now?
In a minute? In 1 minute. Most soft shell tacos in a minute. 18. 19.
Gravy?
9.
Jesus Christ. Congratulations.
No, gravy's bullshit.
Congratulations to Siege. Where the answer was 9. Congratulations, Siege.
Wow, yes. Yes. I won, you guys. Perfect. Perfect. I nailed it.
9.
Can we beat that? Gravy was so
can
over.
Can we beat that?
9.
That's attainable. Can totally beat that. I think that's attainable.
Listen.
That feels... Guys, I'll meet you at Taco Cabana. There's one in Albuquerque. We'll go there and dread my family.
900 bees in 1 minute? I could do that.
Oh, I'd like to see you eat 11 bees in 1 minute. I guess it depends if they're living or dead. That's the real trick.
Dude.
Are they wrapped in a tortilla?
Roll them up and... Yeah, I was going to say, if they're wrapped in a tortilla...
Imagine that noise, Brandon.
get some refried bees.
This is refried bees.
Refried bees.
Refried bees in a soft tortilla shell.
Some pinto bees.
Warm it up. So... Yellow, yellow corn.
How do you prefer your bees?
Quesabia?
Yellow corn.
Oh, man, there's a quesabirria place down the street from me. It's like a taco stand. Oh, God damn it. It's out of control. I'm getting so fat. Dude. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. We're at 1:06?
Let's go. Extra commercials for everybody. Woo!
All right, it's that time of the show where I try to figure out how to land the thing. It's Sean Gravy Gurman with What Did We Learn This Week?
Hey, well, Greg is going to bring his karate MC skills to the next realtor convention that Brandon's at.
Oh, I just had an idea. What if we combined the two? What if it was realtors versus karate at a convention?
Oh,
I
drunk realtors.
What if you try and sell a house while Greg is kicking you in the face?
Hey, going to a house, I stage the house, and people are like, oh, you're going to stage my house to sell? I'd be like, yeah. What are you going to stage it with, like furniture? No, I'm going to put a guy doing karate inside.
He's going to be hiding, too.
Just random boards hanging through.
Should we buy this house?
Greg has the
yes.
Chop.
Look it.
Siege is going to start growing a new strain of bananas in Florida, the Gagurthana.
The Gagurthana.
And Brandon's going to let Jared Leto paper over his cracks with a fart glory hole.
Hell yeah.
I would. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.